At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Come in to Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, boy. All right. Good afternoon. Look at baseball. Look at Royals baseball saying, hey, college football. Hey, Chiefs football. Not so fast. It's still baseball season. The calendar reads August. The Royals are above 500. Oh, yeah, it's baseball season. Royals save some face. They grab the finale in Detroit, a wild ride in Motown. It ends in a Royals victory. 10-8, the final score, man. There's so much to talk about. I don't know if you can collect your thoughts. If I was following along with this game on the text line, boy, oh boy, I'd love to hear from some of you. Some of you that were writing in and tweeting in and texting in during that fifth inning. But hey, all's well that ends well. Royals back to three games above 500. They will enter tomorrow's opener in Chicago no worse than three games back of that final playoff spot in the American League. All right, so the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Royals fall behind in this game 1-0 as Riley Green takes Seth Lugo deep in the second. Royals trail by one after the second inning. They're up by five at the end of the third inning. They're down by one at the end of the fifth inning. And they win this game by a couple of runs. Just a wild ride of a baseball game. I'm happy to talk about it with you. Again, the phone number, just like our text line number, 913-586-7965. Now, if you were listening to the On Deck Show earlier today, you may know where I'm going with this postgame show. Now, again, you can take the program wherever you want it to go, so long as it pertains to Royals baseball. But if you were listening to me earlier today on the On Deck Show, and I understand it's Sunday, there's a lot going on, you didn't listen. My overall point, or my top story heading into tonight's game, today's game, was to attempt to remind or maybe reinforce to some that today's game was no bigger than tomorrow's game. That the finale in Detroit carries the same weight that the opener against the White Sox carries. I know it's a first-place team against a last-place team, but to me, the games mean the exact same thing. I wish we were focused on a division title, but I'm not. To me, the focus is the wild card. And a game against Detroit means the same as a game against Chicago when it comes to the wild card standings. So going into the game, I said this one's going to be blown out of proportion. Every talk show, all your favorite podcasts, your favorite writers, whoever you follow for Royals news and opinions, it was my belief that that person's going to blow today's game out of proportion. Royals win, Royals lose. The finale in Detroit is going to bring a lot of hyperbolic hot takes. So here we are. The game is now behind us. Royals win 10-8. I still feel the same. No, that was a fun game. Well, not always. It was a wild ride. I think that's the perfect way to put it. But after that 10-8 Royals victory, taking a big lead, gagging it up, staying in the fight and walking away victorious, I still feel the same. For as big as this game might be, tomorrow's game is just as big. Let me know if maybe you never agreed. Maybe you disagree with the premise, and that's fine. But I want to know from you, how does that now hit the ear after that roller coaster of a nine-inning showdown in the Motor City? 913-586-7965. I still feel that way, that today's game has the same importance as tomorrow night's game. How about you? 913-586-7965. Let's start off with Will in South Kansas City. Will, you're hitting leadoff on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Go ahead.
Good morning, my brother. Well, good afternoon. I'm on for East Coast time now. Hey, man, look, you know, Josh, I look at, when I watch these games, I don't look at hot takes and what these guys write. And maybe because I'm old and because I've watched so much baseball, I just know they're exactly what you say they are. They're hyperbolic statements and they're just a bunch of takes. The reality of it is the Royals need to go out and win every game. All these games are important. Whether you won or lost to Detroit, you're not going to catch them. So you're not even playing for the division. So I'm not even watching that. I'm caring about the win, and I'm looking at New York, Boston, Seattle, and I'm looking at those teams. And I'm looking at wild card opportunities and where we are and how we're positioning ourselves. So this is just a win, and no matter what the color of the jersey of the other team is or who it is, we just have to win right now. And you need to hope these other teams that we're chasing losing. It's just that simple. Now, that's not a hot take. But if that's as simple as it gets, right? I mean, you're three games out of the wild card spot with 32 left to go.
Down to 31 now, yeah.
31 now? Okay, yeah. Yep. So that's really what it comes down to. My question today is the talk about the bullpen, and it's not to say that we need to get rid of anybody. I want to talk about maybe Anhel Serpa, the last three outings, he's really struggled. Yeah. John Schreiber looks really sharp, man. I mean, really, really looks good. Is it just a matter of Serpa being a little tired right now? They've used him a lot, and he seems to be the first guy out of the bullpen. Is it from what you're seeing, you're close to the team a lot closer than we are. Should he get like a couple of days off and maybe rest his arm a little bit? Because he's really struggling right now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yeah, Will, I appreciate the phone call. A lot to get to there. But as far as your question, Anhel Serpa, he comes in the fifth inning, faces three batters. Almost had his double play ball. Almost got out of that inning unscathed. Right? Riley Green rolls over one. Vinny down to second. Bobby's relay just shy of finishing off that fifth inning. Watching Serpa... to me, it's so much like so many other pitchers, starters, or relievers. It begins with his fastball. You know, that sinker with Serpa, if he's spotting it where he wants it, you know, running it up there, 97, 99, that's when he's as good as any lefty reliever in the game. But you look at his performance out there today again. He got his double play ball from Riley Green. What's been killing him, is his slider. The location on his slider, he's leaving way too many slide pieces over the middle of the dish, and that's exactly what happened to Dylan Dingler as he smokes one to the wall in left center field. So, you know, the other run that he gave up, Zach McKinstry, it's 97 in on his hands, and he somehow drops it over the glove of Michael Garcia into shallow left field. No, Zerpa is, in this bullpen, he's viewed as the lefty stopper. Right, you saw that last October. Any big spot with Juan Soto, they were going to Angel Zerpa. And tonight, they pull Seth Lugo to bring in Zerpa to face the lefty in Riley Green. So, fine, you want to give him a few days off. I'm not going to disagree with you or to your assertion that he might be tired. Yeah, possibly. He has been used a lot. So is John Schreiber, and John Schreiber was outstanding today, four up, four down. You know, the issue is with Zerpa, okay, you want to give him a few days off. Who's your lefty? Do you have a lefty specialist? Because I know how y'all feel about Sam Long. We're not going to have that conversation again. I know how you feel about Bailey Falter. He's now on the IL, so you don't have to worry about him. Are we back to Daniel Lynch? I mean, Daniel Lynch hasn't certainly done anything to lead you to believe that he's a lefty stopper. Okay, so we're just saying that you don't like any of the three left-handed options out of the bullpen. Or we're saying you just simply don't have a lefty stopper. So that's the issue with Zerpa. To me, it's the slider command. And if I'm hitting against him, I know it's sinker slider, and I'm going to sit and wait on that off-speed piece until you can consistently throw your fastball on the black. Now, the only thing I'll say about today's game, again, I'm not going to make it out to be anything other than what it was. And what it was the 67th win of the season and a much-needed victory. And now tomorrow is a much-needed victory with Noah Cameron on the hill. But the takeaways that so many will likely have from this game, the hyperbolic, oh boy, can you believe the fight in this team? Of course I can believe the fight in this team. This offense in April, May, and June was arguably the worst in franchise history. But they didn't hang their heads. They kept battling. They kept believing. And look at where they're at now, three games above 500. So I'm not surprised by the fights. I'm not surprised by the resolve. It's nice to see. It's certainly worthy of congratulations and an attaboy, but you are big leaguers. Quitting is not supposed to be in your vocabulary. You're paid handsomely to go out there and ball. And the Royals did that today. The fight, the resolve, the never say die, that better be inside the clubhouse, or what are you and I doing? Now, getting our hopes up about October? No. The resolve better be there. The fight better be there. And it was on display today. As far as the bullpen is concerned, if you want to make anything out of this game today, I think it's there. Now, Jonathan Bolin, John Schreiber, how about Carlos Estevez? A 1-2-3 ninth inning as he picks up his 34th save of the season. In the history of this franchise, only four pitchers have recorded more than 34 saves in a season. And Carlos Estevez still has 31 games to go. Royals win 10-8. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Fee in Kansas City. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, man. What's up? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. That was a great win. Like you said, the fight is here. This is play. We're in playoff mode right now. I just want to give a shout out to Luke Maile today. Bottom of the third, two outs.
My man.
Getting on base. But look at the base running. My boy was gone, man. Let's go. Thank you for having me on, man.
Oh, thanks for placing that phone call. You lead me perfectly to the announcement that Luke Maile is today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Jonathan Bolin made a strong case with his 7-pitch eighth inning. John Schreiber, four up, four down with three punchouts. Are you kidding me, Schreibs? Schreiber's now put up a zero in 12 of his last 13 appearances. Now, Vinny had a multi-hit game. Mike Cowell had his team-leading 43rd multi-hit game. Adam Frazier had a multi-hit game. Kyle Isbell drove in the biggest two runs of the game. But no, I'm going with you, man. Luke Maley is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. As you mentioned it, third inning. It's 8-up, 8-down for Jack Flaherty. He has a perfecto in the top of the third. Two outs, nobody on. Luke Maley breaks up the no-hitter as he shoots a fastball down and away. He shoots it to the opposite field for a leadoff single. And then it was hold on tight because the offense is about to put on a show. Mike Yastrzemski with an RBI double. Bobby with an RBI single. Vinny with a two-run homer. Mike Kell with a single. Salvi with an RBI double. Adam Frazier with an RBI double. A six-run third inning all started by the opposite field knock of Luke Maley. And he wasn't done after that. His second trip to the dish, he smoked one to center field. Unfortunately, it found the glove of the Tigers center fielder. And then he comes up in the sixth inning with Kyle Isbell on second base and nobody out. Izzy, there in the sixth inning, just put the Royals in front 8-7. He's standing on second base, and Luke Maley gets a perfect sacrifice bunt down, which allowed Izzy to move up to third, which allowed Izzy to score on an eventual wild pitch, building the lead 9-7 Royals. That run right there, Izzy getting to third on the sacrifice bunt by Luke Maley, allowed Izzy to score what turns out to be the game-winning run. So Luke Maley starts the offense and basically finishes the Tigers today with that sack bunt in the sixth inning. And then he's guiding a pitching staff that is holding on for its dear life. Luke Maley, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. And Luke, your dinner will include a shrimp cocktail, a gourmet filet mignon, twice baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, asparagus, and a gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. All plenty for the Luke Maley family. It'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Royals catcher Luke Maley. Royals win 10-8. We go back to the phone lines and talk with John in Overland Park. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, happy Sunday. Relieved Sunday.
Woo! No doubt.
Good gosh. So I will tell you, I do agree that a game is a game, but I do honestly think today was more than just a game. That the thought of getting swept in Detroit and then having a big lead, that I think that would have been a brutal, brutal loss. So the fact that we came back, we did everything you said. We stayed tough, we were perseverant. That's great. So that, I think it makes for a better flight to Chicago, knowing that, okay, we won one out of three in Detroit. Because honestly, I'm looking at the road trip going at least 3-3. You gotta go 500. So getting swept would have been tough. So I love the way we hung in there. I was down when we were up 6-1, like a lot of folks. I'm like, oh, thank God, an easy win today. And then as soon as I thought that, lo and behold, we're, 6-4, 7-6. And then the whole, mess started. So I love that we got a win. We're going to Chicago. I'm looking for 2 out of 3 in Chicago. We'll come home. We'll be down maybe 2 games, maybe less. There's still plenty of ball to play, and we are in the groove. So, again, thank you for a good day, Vern. I appreciate it. And let's go Royals.
Hey, John, appreciate it. The Royals made it a good day. Kyle Isbell and Luke Maley and John Schreiber and Carlos Estevez made it a good day. Royals now 26-5 this season when they hit multiple home runs. Michael and Vinny today going deep. Vinny with his 28th on the season. Vinny's now on pace for 34 home runs and 113 RBIs. There's only been 3 players in franchise history that have put up a 34-113 season. Salvi, Soler, and Dean Palmer. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Vinny's two-run blast gives him 92 RBIs on the season. He's tied with Aaron Judge for seventh most in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Phil, go ahead.
Lots of positives today. We'll mention just a couple. An odd choice of strategy by Detroit to bring the infield in when they're up by one run in second and third and nobody out in the sixth inning. That made no sense. Were the game tied, I'm guessing that's more palatable. But
Phil, let me ask you this real quick. Phil, let me ask you this, because them bringing the infield in, to me, says there's no way that Q's going to allow Kyle Isbell to face a lefty unless he's telling him to bunt. That's what that told me, is that A.J. Hinch says Q's normally going to pinch hit for Izzy here, but the fact that he's not, let's bring that infield in because we know it's going to be a bunt.
I guess that's possible, but...
So credit to Q for letting Izzy swing away is my point. Yeah, go ahead.
It seems early. Secondly, the versatility of Adam Frazier cannot be lost. He started in left field, threw a runner out at second base, trying to stretch a single into a double. He moved to right field later, where he caught a ball around his waist running in from right field. Then he went deep and caught a ball right next to the wall that could have been trouble. And then he finished at second base. So that versatility is something you have to mention. And then lastly, the wheelhouse that is Mikel Garcia late in the game, to nobody on, nobody out, first pitch goes deep. He had 58 RBIs last year. He has 58 RBIs now. He gets up to 75 RBIs. He takes care of the regression from the big three, and we move on, hopefully. Hopefully we won't have to survive another Lugo bad outing the rest of the year.
Yeah, no kidding. Phil, good stuff as always, man. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Mikel matches his career high with 58 RBIs. He's already set a career high as today he blasts his 13th home run of the season. Great point about Adam Frazier. You picked out all the key plays there. Frazier batting .295 since joining the Royals. That's a span of 29 games. He's driven in 14, and he scored a dozen runs. Adam Frazier today on base three times. Royals win 10-8. And you know, Phil begins his conversation, begins his phone call with the top of the sixth inning there, and that Kyle Isbell key two-run go-ahead opposite field single. Top of the sixth inning again, Royals trail at this point 7-6. Adam Frazier comes out and breaks his bat, drops a ball into right field. It gets jammed out of first pitch fastball in, but somehow fights it into shallow right field. So you have a man on with nobody out. Again, Royals trailing by one. Jonathan India then works a full count. He takes a 94-mile-per-hour fastball out over the dish. He takes it to right field. Long run from the Tiger right fielder, Jamai Jones, who would had India shifted to pull the ball. So a long run for him as he tracks it down, tries to track it down along the right field foul line. He slides and is unable to make the catch. India makes it all the way to second base for a double. Frazier's now on third. So second and third and nobody out. Kyle Isbell is due up, and A.J. Hinch goes to his bullpen. He brings in his best left-handed reliever, Tyler Holton. So it's left on left. This same situation happened last night, but in the seventh inning. Again, we're talking sixth inning here today. Yesterday, Tyler Holton comes out of the bullpen with men on first and second and one out. Q goes to his bench and brings in Nick Lofton. Lofton grounds into an inning-ending double play. Today, runners on second and third with nobody out. Tyler Holton coming in out of the bullpen. Q does not look to his bench. He lets Kyle Isbell go to the dish. Now, more times than not this season, we've seen that late game situation where Q's going to play the lefty-righty matchup. Now, as I say that, we all understand also that Kyle Isbell's one of the best bunters in baseball, certainly the best bunter on this Royals team. So down by one, how are you going to handle it? Defense is playing in. Do they think that Izzy will try a safety suicide squeeze? Either way, A.J. Hinch, as Phil notes, says play that infield in. Izzy hits it really hard off the ground right in front of the plate, and it's a hard chopper towards the third baseman, and he leaps to try and catch it. And it tips off his glove, goes into left field, a hard chopper into the opposite field, drives in both Frazier and India. Royals go up 8-7. Izzy scores a few batters later. They go up 9-7. Mikel's solo job in the seventh inning puts the Royals up by 3, and they would win this game by 2. 10-8, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. We go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I have you. Yeah, you sound good.
Great. Great. Hey, I owe you an apology. Living away from Kansas City, I listened to game streaming, started that really last season early, and I thought you were just a Royals kind of company guy, and you would say only positive things even when we stunk. And I was so wrong. Listening to you this year, you've held this team accountable when they weren't playing well. You're positive when they are playing well. And I needed.
Well, you don't owe me an apology. I'll tell you that right now, Chuck.
I do. Believe me, I do.
No, just calling, just by listening, man, that's all I need. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much for saying that. What was your takeaway from today's victory? Oh, Chuck. Oh, we lost him. Oh, Chuck, I apologize, bud. We'll let you get back on if you dial us back. Okay. He was at least worried about his connection. He knew there was something going on. Nobody owes me an apology, man. Thank you very much for listening. Let's go to Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Oh, we're losing everybody. Everybody's dropping like flies. Come on, clean it up. 913-586-7965. Royals, 3 games above 500. They're going to be no worse. Oh, boy, yeah. They're definitely going to be 3 games back at that final wild card spot. At last look, the Mariners are now up 11-1. Anything can happen in this crazy game of baseball, especially when it's only the third inning. But no, I do not see the Athletics mounting a 10-run comeback. All right, so, hey, whatever. 3 games back, it's better than 4 games back, right? Royals now heading to Chicago to open up a 3-game series with the White Sox, and then it's right back to the K for 3 more against this same Detroit Tigers ball club. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a long way to go. 31 games remain. And we have a long way to go on this show. If you're on hold, stay right there. We're going to take a very quick timeout. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The 1-1 pitch. Fastball bounced toward third, goes off McKinstry's glove. Karam's into left to hit. Frazier's in to score to tie the game. Here comes India, sprinting home. Throw offline. India dives in safely. The Royals have the lead right back. Kyle Isbell goes to second with a go-ahead two-run hit. It's 8-7 Royals in the top of the sixth inning.
Oh, my goodness. What a game. Jake Eisenberg, great job on the call for all nine innings, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals led 6-4 going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Three runs would come in to score against both Seth Lugo and Angel Zerpa. So from up two to down one, the Royals don't hang their heads. They come right back in the very next half inning. They score three of their own to take a two-run lead right back. Kyle Isbell's two-run opposite field chopper. That was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Kyle Isbell puts the boys up by one. He would score on a wild pitch later on in that sixth inning. He would go up by two and score what would turn out to be the game-winning run. Royals win 10-8. They salvage one in Detroit. Kyle Isbell, since the All-Star break, hitting .315. So I'm asking you to go back to the On Deck show earlier today when I was trying to prepare the fan base for the hyperbolic takes that were likely to follow a game like this. It was my mission to inform everyone that this game today, the finale against the Detroit Tigers, was just as meaningful as tomorrow night's game in Chicago against the last place White Sox. I still feel that way, even after that roller coaster of a victory. Maybe you disagreed with the premise, and if so, let me know. But I want to know if you feel that way right now, after that electric of a victory, from as high as you were in that six-run third to as low as you were in the bottom of the fifth to as good as you felt when Izzy came through right there in the sixth. I'm ready for tomorrow night's game already. Noah Cameron, Shane Smith, game 1 of 3 on the south side. 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck show beginning at 5:30. It doesn't stop. Even if you lost this game today, if you go and sweep the Chicago White Sox, so I guarantee Wednesday night's postgame show is going to be a party. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7965. From the 512, hey Vern, if we can't take a series from Detroit, the wild card doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't get that. Because even if you win every single game against Detroit, you know, I guess there's only three remaining. But even if you go on a four-game winning streak, right, today, and then you sweep the three games against Detroit at Kauffman Stadium, that's no guarantee that you can beat them in October. Even if you lose every game, that doesn't mean you can't beat them in October. I just don't like this whole, hey, you have to beat a good team. You have to win series against good teams in order for me to believe you can win the World Series. Get to the playoffs, and I believe you can win the World Series. I've seen the Royals beat the Detroit Tigers. We all just listened to it. We all just watched it. I know they can do it when they're starting pitcher. By the way, I haven't even talked about Seth Lugo. Lugo didn't even finish the fifth. He gave up 6 earned runs. And you won the game. So, yeah, Detroit's a much better team over the course of the 131 games so far. No doubt. Maybe the best team in the American League this season. But when it's a 5-game series, a 7-game series, I really don't care what happened during the regular season. I'm sorry. I just have a tough time saying, oh, well, until they start holding their own against the upper echelon teams in Major League Baseball, they can't win the World Series. No, no, they can. Just get there. Because, shoot, you've won, what, 3 times this year against Detroit? Yeah. 2 of those wins came against Tarek Skubal. So you've already beaten their ace twice. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965 from the 646. Hey, Vern, this game was more important because it would be so depressing if they lost when they're up by 5. But we now know that they can get through the hard times. Well, we've known that they can get through the hard times. We've seen that as they were, what, 7 games below 500 at one point, and now they're 3 above? No doubt this game would have been depressing had they lost it. But if you win tomorrow and Michael Lorenzen's able to lead you to victory on Tuesday and then Ryan Burgert continues to look good on Wednesday, you'll forget about this. You win those games in Chicago, you take 2 of 3 from Detroit at Kauffman Stadium, you'll forget about this. Yeah, you would have had a very depressing Sunday night. Now, sports radio on Monday would have just been crushing the Royals, sure, and that's why I'm preparing you for the hyperbolic garbage that's likely going to come your way over the next 36 hours about how this game today means something more than it truly does. And what it means is the Royals are still in the fight, still 3 games back of that final wildcard spot, and we now have less than 5 weeks remaining in the regular season. Game 162 is 5 weeks from today. It's going to be over before you know it, but there's so much to happen before we get there, including a 13-game stretch without a day off, including a stretch where the Royals go 4 in Cleveland, 3 at Philadelphia, 3 at home against the Seattle Mariners, and then the Toronto Blue Jays. 4 playoff-quality teams, bam, 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 bam. I know today feels big. Win or lose, it is big. So is tomorrow. Win or lose. Every single game. Some are bigger than others, sure. Those games against the Mariners right now couldn't loom larger. But games against the Twins, the White Sox, and the Tigers all have the same impact on that wild card race. Let's go to Nick and Shawnee. Nick, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, man. Been enjoying the season, and it's just fun to see the guys get out, and everyone's contributing. You know, it's always someone different each game, each night. And today was a handful of guys that really showed up. And I really wanted to bring up Vinny, man, because earlier this year, I remember there was a stat that said he was one of the bottom in the categories of, you know, batting with runners in scoring position. And I wanted to ask, has he been climbing that category since the All-Star break, since that stat? I just feel like he's really done a great job and really keeping the guys all bought in and moving the line. Please give me your thoughts, man. I want to hear what you think.
No, you're nailing it, Nick. Great point. Appreciate the phone call. I stress that a lot. That to me was so very disappointing when the season started. And it wasn't just Vinny. It was the entire team, right? Royals were one of the worst teams in baseball when it came to hitting with runners in scoring position. I can't tell you how many times I would sit here and lament the fact that the Royals didn't hit home runs and they didn't have the clutch gene anymore. And I thought that ultimately was going to be the death knell, the fact that they had no clutch and no power. Well, suddenly they've hit a home run in 14 straight games. No team in Major League Baseball has had a longer streak this season. Dodgers have done 14 straight, but nobody's gone 15 in a row. Royals will have a chance tomorrow. The last time a Royals team hit a home run in 15 straight games was the franchise record back in 2001. So it's been almost a quarter of a century since a team has showcased the power that we've seen from the boys over the past few weeks. But as far as hitting with runners in scoring position, yeah, Vinny, for the better part of the first 2 months of the season, was receiving more opportunities with runners in scoring position than anybody in the sport. And he was performing as poorly in those spots as anybody in the sport. But much like every single statistic that he has, he's flipped it all. Vinny this season with runners in scoring position now has an OPS north of 800. I mean, he's batting 245 in those situations, but don't look too long at that batting average. Among all Major League Baseball hitters, you still look, Vinny's had more opportunities than anybody in the sport. Today, he received his 160th at-bat with a runner in scoring position. That's most in baseball. And now his OPS is actually just a shade of under 800. A league average OPS is about 710. Vinny's OPS with runners in scoring position right now is 795. Salvi's at 761. Bobby Witt Jr. well north of 900. So yeah, Vinny has just turned everything around from an awful month of April to one of the best seasons any first baseman's having in the American League. 913-586-7965 since the calendar flipped to May. Vinny's OPS is 873. Again, league average just a shade above 700. Vinny's nearly at 900 since the beginning of May. It's outstanding stuff. He has driven in a run and recorded an extra base hit in seven straight games. Let's go to Steve in Overland Park. Steve, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks, Vern. The home runs are just coming better than ever, it seems to me. I mean, I've been a Royals fan forever. And if before the game you would have said, all right, Detroit's going to score eight today, but we're going to get the W. Would you believe that? No. I don't know that I would have. No. But let's just say, I want to speculate a bit. I want your take on this, and I'll be listening off the air. But let's just say, okay, we make the playoffs. Does it matter? Here's my question. Does it matter on how we plan to attack the playoffs on whether or not we get there because we're hot or we get there because New York or Boston or the Mariners go in the tank? Does that matter on how we plan to attack the playoffs? Thanks.
As a coaching staff or as a fan, are you still there? Wow, Steve. As a fan, no, it doesn't. As a player, it doesn't. I always think of Mike Moustakas in 2014. The guy hit 212 in the regular season. Many of you, if you've been listening that long and you used to call the show back then, you didn't like Mike Moustakas. I know you love him now and he's everybody's favorite moose, but y'all hated him back then. I was right here. I haven't progressed much. But Mike Moustakas hit 212 right in that 2014 season, and then all those numbers that he was forced to look at on Crown Vision every time he walked up to the dish. When the postseason arrived, those numbers were gone. So, now I'm sure a guy like Vinny and Bobby and Mike Hale don't want their numbers to disappear. But no, it's a hard reset. And in a game of failure, it's opening day part two. Everything that you're displeased about over the course of the past 4 or 5 months, you have a chance to completely erase all of it. Now, for some guys, that might be a little bit too much pressure because all the good that you did can also be erased. Ideally, sure. Yeah, we would all choose for the Royals to get red hot and to force their way into the postseason. But if we're being honest, they backdoored their way in last year, right? I believe they lost that game to the Braves and then celebrated making the playoffs afterward. So no, I obviously, if we had our choosing, they would roll into October. But no, to me, it doesn't matter. And the team, as far as how they prepare, if you're talking about pitching and starters and all that, if you're a coach, man, you can't look towards October until you have that spot in October secured. But I do think there are interesting conversations to have about this pitching staff and how you build it for October, and led by the conversation of what role is Cole Reagan's playing. Steve, I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. We have to take our final quick timeout. We get back to your phone calls right after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Here's the pitch. Pasquantino drills it. High in the air. Deep right field. Jones turns around. It's gone. Another home run for Vinny Pasquantino. His sixth in the last seven games. The Royals have put up four in the top of the third inning and now lead the Tigers 4-1.
And score two more, go up 6-1, cough it all up, and then battle back to win this game 10-8. Royals save some face in the Motor City. They take the finale and now make their way to the Windy City to open up a three-game set with the White Sox. Game one, Monday night, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Vinny takes an 0-1 curveball 429 feet over the right center field wall, his 28th of the season. Since the All-Star break, Vinny has driven in 36 runs in 33 games. Just outstanding. Royals win 10-8. They're now 6-0 this season when they score double-digit runs. The save goes to Carlos Estevez, his league-leading 34th. The win goes to John Schreiber, who comes in with a man on and two outs in the fifth. Royals trailing at this point 7-6. Schreiber gets Jamai Jones to swing through a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Schreiber comes back out in the sixth inning and strikes out Trey Sweeney, strikes out Javi Baez, and gets Wenzel Perez to ground out for a four-up, four-down appearance. John Schreiber now 3-2 on the season. Well, we just heard Vinny Pasquantino's two-run home run. After the game, he received the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field at Comerica Park on FanDuel Sports Network as not only do they dive into the big day offensively, but also on the mound of the performance of the Michigan man, John Schreiber.
Well, I'm sure that Vinny wouldn't mind me starting with that question, so let's go there. They're saying there is no one more deserving of the win in terms of performance today, and everybody is, than John Schreiber. What does he mean to you today? But just to be able to go out there and do it over and over again, that's not an easy role.
Yeah, that was incredible. Obviously, nobody knows what we do when we celebrate wins, but I can tell you, we shoot free throws with some cash on the line. So he's going to be on the free throw line today, I'd imagine, and I hope he makes them both. He's from here. I think he came up with the Tigers, so that's a big one. He's got to sleep in his own bed last night. How fun is that? So John Schreiber's been unbelievable. He's going to keep going. Yeah, it's been great watching him.
Every single hitter that started today had a hit and a run, of course you included, but the first thing I noticed was a gaping hole in the knee of your pants, which I think signifies all the defense and the work. What is it like to be able to make that kind of play in the ninth inning? I know you said the hole opened up before that. To be able to keep that runner off the base in such a big situation.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a ball that we talk about a lot of being in the four hole, knowing where the second baseman is, kind of knowing if I need to get, we've had some plays where sometimes I'll go and I need to be at first, and then we have some plays where I should have gone for it and didn't and get to first. So he hit it hard, felt like I had a good read on it. So it's something we talk about quite a bit, something I, you know, I try to take a lot of pride in, and it worked out for us there. And it's in a big spot, like that's when it means the most. So
last thing, I know you guys are a resilient group, so are they. I mean, every team believes they're resilient and you never give up and all that, but what are the emotions like in the roller coaster of a game like this, or are we just the only ones that see it? Because this was wild.
No, I mean, in like the fourth inning, you could tell that this game was far from over. I kept telling the umpire and the first base coach, I was like, hey, we got a long way to go. The ball's flying today, everything, but I got to get to Chicago, Joel. We got a fantasy football draft.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I know it's on your mind. I see.
Man, being a commissioner for the league is tough, and I'm really excited. I'm wearing a suit today.
What?
It's a big day, and that was
to get up there and announce the picks as the commissioner?
Yeah, we got a lot going on. Sadly, as media, you were not invited.
I'm not asking to go.
Sorry, but it's a big night. It's a big night. Big vibes win right there. Good to get back in the win column.
Go get Tribes to the free throw line. I just want to let you know in terms of fantasy football, too, just two quick things regarding the draft. One, I saw him out there deep in a notebook today, and I don't think it had to do with the Tigers. That's the first thing. Yeah. Second, who's singing the national anthem?
Your media. Don't worry about it. Thanks, guys.
There it is. I tried.
Oh, that is terrific. Great job, Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. Wow. Royals win 10-8. They've now won four straight games when faced with being swept. Royals on their way to Chicago after salvaging one in Motown. Let's go to Kathy in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on the Peterson and Associates phone line. Go ahead.
Vern, I still think that Vinny needs to co-host with Moose and Oz on the podcast in the offseason because that would be epic.
Oh, he's so much better than everybody else, though. He should have his own show. He should have any show he wants. He's so entertaining.
The three of them together would be epic. Anyway, that was a great game today. I'm so glad they salvaged that last one. so we wouldn't get swept. But yeah. Am I wrong? But didn't we back into the playoffs in 14? What was it? Was it 14 that we backed into the playoffs? We had to wait till somebody lost before.
I remember beating the White Sox and then Sal and Haas hugging behind home plate. So I think that clinched it. No, 2014. I think we were still thinking the division might be a possibility those final few days.
Yeah, I can't remember,
yeah,
I don't remember, but anyway, it was just good to see that the fight, and was it 12 hits today? So, it wasn't that they weren't hitting, so it was really good to see that they fought back and kept game in front of them. So,
Kathy, nice to hear from you. All nine starters today recorded a hit. All nine starters today scored a run. Royals win 10-8. They're three games above 500. They'll enter Monday three games back of a playoff spot. Bobby Witt Jr. is now batting .420 across his 13-game hitting streak. It's his third hitting streak of at least 13 games this season. Three of them this year. Six in his career. Only two players in Royals history have more 13-game hitting streaks than Bobby Witt Jr. Only George Brett and David DeJesus. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great win by the Royals today. They weren't going to be denied today, even though they blew the lead. That was a great comeback. The game would have gone either way. Friday, Zerpa would have gotten the last time. But anyway, it doesn't matter who the Royals just got beat the teams ahead of. I don't care if they have a winning record. Just get to the playoffs and anything could happen. So take care of yourself, Josh. Let's take care of the White Sox. Take care.
Yeah, game one in Chicago, Monday night, 6:40 for the first pitch. From the text line in the 816, Vern, the team has to be lying about Seth Lugo's health because he has been bad since the contract. He's had a couple of good starts in there. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
I think winning is most important. It was a grinding game for everybody out there, and we pulled through. As far as myself, I thought, obviously I don't want to give up that many runs, want to pitch deeper into the game, but I felt like I made some decent adjustments over the last couple starts, and something to build off of.
When you're going through that lineup and navigating it, what are some things that you make adjustment wise in game to try to keep them off balance early and often?
I think it's a matter of just staying out of patterns. Executing first pitch, getting ahead, I think that's most important. I think, besides the Riley home run, the other hits and runs were, falling behind or, besides hit by pitch too. But just a matter of attacking those guys and keeping them off balance.
Can you just talk a little bit about the general feeling in the clubhouse lately about it seems like you guys honestly feel you can compete with anybody any day. Tigers get you down. Your team picks you right back up and goes right back at it. What's that like to be a part of that?
Yeah, it's great. It's it's a tight clubhouse, a tight knit group here. We're all pulling for each other and we're all working together, and I think that's what shows in the score box.
With you guys being so resilient, what leads to that resiliency, and how fun is it to just be with a team that fights so much like you guys do?
Yeah, I think it starts with here in the clubhouse. On the bus, on the planes, I think, just our personalities are meld good together, and, we're all pulling for each other, and, it's a great part of baseball that you can be a part of a team like this.
There you go, Seth Lugo, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Lugo gives up six runs on six hits. He strikes out five and walks a pair. 4 1/3 inning for Seth Lugo, but Zerpa, Schreiber, Urseg, Bolin, and Carlos Estevez build the bridge to the victory. Royals walk away 10-8 victors as they salvage one in Motown. Congratulations to the great Salvador Perez. He becomes the eighth player in Royals franchise history to score 700 runs, matching the Royals career total of Mike Sweeney. So, tomorrow, Salvy will have a chance to pass another great captain in the Sweeney dog. Again, Royals take on right-hander Shane Smith tomorrow night. We go to the text line, 913-586-7965. John in Mission is curious if anybody else needs a cigarette after that one. No, I'm good on that. But if someone else wants to around me, I'll kind of hang out in the periphery for a while. I kicked that nasty habit of about 10 years ago. But I'm not grossed out by it. I'm one of those. So yeah, John, if you want to, go for it, man. If you have them, smoke them. Oh, Royals have a win against Detroit. Tigers come to Kauffman Stadium next Friday night. Get your tickets now. I'll talk to you Monday night, 5:30 for the On Deck Show. JT Noah, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Enjoy your Sunday. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.